Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to living a little more stoically. I'm talking about building that inner calm, that unshakable confidence, even when life throws you curveballs, which, let's be honest, it always does. Today, we're diving into something super important. Practicing self-compassion and embracing imperfection. Ever catch yourself being your own harshest critic? You know that feeling when you trip over air, or make a silly mistake, and your inner voice starts belting out a symphony of negativity? We've all been there, right? But here's the thing. Beating yourself up doesn't solve anything. In fact, it can seriously sabotage your progress and leave you feeling drained and discouraged. So how do we flip the script? How do we treat ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we would offer a good friend who's going through a tough time? Let me break down 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate that awesome self-compassion muscle. 1. Recognize your humanity. First things first, remember that you're human. We're all wired for making mistakes, for having off days, for feeling overwhelmed sometimes. It's part of the beautiful messiness of being alive. Accepting this reality is a huge step towards self-compassion. Think about it like this. If your best friend tripped and spilled their coffee all over themselves, would you yell at them? Of course not. You'd probably offer a comforting word or two, maybe even a good laugh. Treat yourself with the same level of kindness and understanding. 2. Challenge negative self-talk. Now, I know it's easier said than done, but try to catch those negative thoughts before they spiral out of control. When that inner critic starts chirping away, ask yourself, would I say this to a friend? Probably not, right? So why are we saying it to ourselves? Replace those harsh judgments with kinder, more supportive phrases. Instead of "I messed up again," try to learn something from this experience. It's all about shifting your perspective. 3. Practice mindfulness. Take a moment to truly appreciate the present moment. Focus on your breath, your senses, your surroundings. This helps ground you and reminds you that you're okay right here, right now. You don't have to be perfect, just present. Think of it like taking mini vacations throughout your day, a quick escape from the mental chatter. 4. Celebrate your wins. No matter how small, acknowledge your accomplishments. Did you finish a challenging task? Did you show up for someone who needed you? Give yourself credit for those wins, big and small. Remember, progress over perfection is the name of the game. 5. Be kind to yourself. This one's essential. Treat yourself with the same care and compassion you would offer a loved one. Take breaks when you need them, indulge in activities that bring you joy, and remember that it's okay to not be okay sometimes. Now let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're walking down the street and you trip over a crack in the sidewalk, sending your carefully planned lunch flying into the air. That embarrassing moment feels like a punch to the gut, right? Your inner critic might start screaming about how clumsy you are, how this is happening to you, making you feel completely deflated. But what if, instead of letting those negative thoughts take over, you practice some self-compassion? You could acknowledge that tripping happens to everyone, it's a natural part of life. You could gently pick up your scattered lunch and laugh at the absurdity of the situation. Maybe even offer a friendly smile to anyone who witnesses the mishap. This shift in perspective not only saves you from unnecessary emotional distress, but it can also turn a potentially embarrassing moment into a lighthearted anecdote. So, remember these key takeaways. We're all human, we make mistakes, and that's perfectly okay. Treat yourself with kindness, challenge those negative thoughts, celebrate your wins, and be present in each moment. You got this. Self-compassion isn't about being easy on yourself or ignoring your shortcomings. It's about approaching yourself with understanding and acceptance, just as you would a dear friend. By cultivating this inner compassion, you create a space for growth, resilience, and genuine self-love. So go out there, be kind to yourself, and remember that perfection is overrated. Embrace the beautiful messiness of being human. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little dose of self-compassion. And if you enjoyed what you heard, leave a review. It really helps other people find the podcast. Until next time, keep striving for calm confidence and remember, you are enough just as you are.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.